You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
And so since we're kind of talking about like the beginning part of how we began to meditate, what are some practical ways that people can start meditating that maybe listening have never tried it or tried it and given up?
Well, a couple of things that I'll suggest. First of all, just sit and watch your breath. Sit calmly and watch your breath without trying to control it at all. It is helpful, however, to get some instruction in meditation. I have written a book called How to Meditate, which has sold over 250,000 copies and has taught
Congratulations. That's huge. Listen, you guys,
yeah.
You know what he's talking about. Okay, sorry.
And we also through...
It's available on Amazon.
Yeah. And we also through Ananda, we have a website, just ananda.org, www.ananda.org. And from there you can get to all sorts of services and content that we offer for free. Among that is that we have a section of teaching from Ananda called Online with Ananda. So onlinewithananda.org, and there you can get dozens of courses, one of which is the beginning lessons in meditation. And so thousands of people have taken that meditation course online. A little bit of instruction is very helpful because it's like playing the piano. Sure, you can sit down and try to look at the notes and play on your own, but having a teacher to show you a little bit is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing for the listeners to remember, it's very natural. You're not really trying to learn anything. You're just trying to become aware of that which already resides within you. And so it's really calming the mind and calming the emotions so that you can see inside yourself.
And I also want to add that we have a wonderful yoga and meditation retreat here in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. It's called The Expanding Light. And if you go to ananda.org, you can find out about it. But it's open year-round for guests. We have beautiful facilities, beautiful natural environment with gardens and peaceful and herds of deer just kind of roam around. They know they're safe. And we have meditation instruction, guided yoga and meditation twice daily, wonderful vegetarian meals, a lot of which are the vegetables are grown in our own gardens, and very comfortable and reasonably priced guest facilities. So, again, your listeners can check that out online. But people come from all over the world and learn. There's courses in hatha yoga, in meditation, in applied spirituality, and as I say, we have guests from many, many different countries around the world.
I love that. Okay, now is the perfect opportunity since you're talking about, the Ananda Center. Where are you guys located? Because I know you're in.
Yeah, we're located, our main community is located outside of Nevada City in Grass Valley, California.
Oh, okay. I know that area very well. I went to the California College of Ayurveda.
Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
That's one of the best in the country.
Really? Yeah.
Good
that's
for you.
You, you were only half an hour away from where we have our community. So if you ever go visit there, then you have to come out and visit us. But
oh,
we also have urban communities. We have one in Palo Alto. We have one in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Sacramento. We have a good work in Los Angeles. We have meditation groups and centers all over the country. You can find all of these on ananda.org. And then we have a big European community located near Assisi, Italy, and we have some communities in India. And then as well as the communities, which are residential places if people want to live together, as well as that, there's always a teaching center involved because most people don't want to or don't have the opportunity to live in the community, but they want to draw from the teachings or they want to participate in group activities.
And we have a wonderful publishing house where we have hundreds of books available on a huge variety of subjects, all based on meditation, but education for life, how to raise happy children, spiritualizing your marriage, how to get along and improve your career, and then, of course, the more core teachings on meditation and the philosophy of India. So these are all available, too, if you look at ananda.org. And also for your listeners, on that ananda.org, there's a section that says Find Ananda Near You. And you just click on that, and it'll show you if there's a group or a center or a community in your area.
Wow, thank you. Because now that we're sharing about the location, I'm glad you was able to share it. You know, all the locations in different areas that people can go to. Now, this is funny. So when I was, going through the California College of Ayurveda, I was actually going to come to your center up there in, Nevada City in the Sierra. Mm-hmm. I was going to do it, and I kept, I had it all situated. I had, the pamphlet. I had all my stuff. It was like, I want to do this. And I wanted to come, I think it was for, a period of 30 days or 6 weeks or something like that. That was what I wanted to do. And then something happened, I guess life, as you call it, and I may have taken a detour off my path, but, I thought, well, this is so funny. And then when we're, actually talking right now, I'm like, oh, I wonder if they were the center that I was going to go to when I was studying. And then just...
that was us.
Yeah, too bad, funny. Because then we would have been lifelong friends.
Well, we still can be that.
But listen, Michelle Marie, if you just kind of personally for a moment, if you do want to come up, get in touch with us, and we'll make sure that we can greet you and show you around and so forth. And people really have a fabulous experience here, and it's life-changing for people. But congratulations on going to the California College of Ayurveda. That's really one of the most respected in the country.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I finished in quite a while ago, 2009, I think. But I loved it because it was something that I had been doing in my life, and it was actually how I healed myself of the medical illness that I had for so many years that, Western medicine, so to speak, couldn't heal me, but I did it using the principles of Ayurveda. But when I did that, I didn't know what it was. And so it was it's kind of funny how things, you do stuff and then there's a realization or enlightenment on your path as to why you did what you did and it worked. For instance, I was going to come to your center and I wanted to spend all this time, and for some whatever reason, I was called to do something else. But then, fast forward a few years and we connect. I didn't come to the center, but I connected with you, which is a beautiful thing. So now there's that more of an energy and a magnetism for me to get up to the center and make the time because it's something I really, really want to do. So it's amazing how things happen. And they don't always happen how we want them to happen or how we envision them to happen. But they still happen, and I think that's just the beauty of creating this harmonious energy you get and you have when you meditate. And I want to ask you guys about, when we bring harmonious energy to, a situation or into our lives, and we see harmonious choices that we are able to make from this energy, how can we take that a step further and go with the theme of what, we open up the show with as to living basically that harmonious change that you want to see in the world? How can we go about doing that?
Well, thanks for asking, because in fact tomorrow we are launching a website called Be the Change. And on that website, we're asking people all around the world to promise to do, take a pledge to do a certain amount of meditation for world peace and harmony, with the thought that if we want to see peace and harmony in the world, then we have to be the change that we want to see. And so we need to create peace and harmony within ourselves and then project that out, not march around angry with slogans and shouting and telling other people that they better be peaceful and harmonious or else we're going to do something nasty to them. We have to be the change that we want. And so we're actually launching a campaign. But really what it comes down to is anything that you expect others to do, the reason that you expect or want others to do that is because you're projecting what you want yourself to do onto others. So just realize that whatever you want is a projection. And if you want to really change something, you can't change those other people, but you can change yourself. So whatever it is, if you want, I don't know, if you want more money and you project that outward, oh, somebody should give me more money, somebody should give me a better job, whatever it is, if you want more money, then be that change and help somebody else come up in the world, and you'll create a magnetism and an energy vortex around yourself that will actually attract what you want to yourself. But you don't do that by projecting outward. You do it by changing yourself.
And one of the kind of core principles or teachings that our guru Paramahansa Yogananda brought was the principle of energy and magnetism. So if you want to change yourself, if you're just passive and say, oh, you know, I wish I could quit smoking, or I wish I could, you know, cut back on how much I drink, whatever. If there's just passive low energy, you're not going to be able to make that change. But if you put out energy, persistence, determination, that attracts to you things that will help you in changing yourself. So we have to remember this is a reciprocal universe. We're not here alone. There are forces both of positive and negative energy. And if we say, no, I want to change, I want to improve my life, and I'm going to do what I can to make that change, then you'll find that the people you need that to help you. And just like you used the example, you had a health crisis, or but you had an underlying health problem. And I think because I can tell from us talking with you, you have a very positive mentality. You drew the teachings of Ayurveda to heal yourself. So putting out positive energy draws to you, the universe reciprocates, and it gives you what you need. And I'll give you one quick little example. We could talk a long time, but years ago, we were building a new office building here in the community, and our founder, Swami Kriyananda, had this kind of vision of a very unusual building that was hard to build. It took very sophisticated engineering, and our builders, who are our members and contractors, they really didn't know how to build this building, but they just said, okay, we're going to put out the positive energy and we're going to start. And every day they'd take it as far as they knew how to build it, and then finally they got to the point where the engineering was more challenging than they knew how to do. And honestly, just in that moment, a car pulls up to the building site. This man gets out and he said, what are you guys doing here? And they said, well, we're trying to construct this building. He said, this is weird. I'm an engineer. I live in Santa Barbara, which is an 8-hour drive from here. Something this morning said, get in your car. He said, my specialty is the kind of engineering that you need for this building. And he showed us how to build the building. And again, it's just putting out that positive energy and saying, I have faith that this is going to happen. And there's a, one of my favorite affirmations or teachings of Yogananda, and I'll share it with you and your listeners, and maybe they can remember it and use it. But Yogananda said, I will go forth in perfect faith in the power of omnipresent good to bring me what I need at the time that I need it. And if you can use that in your life, you'll find your life is transformed.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I love this conversation, especially because I had a conversation with someone earlier today about, you know, putting out positive energy and, you know, what you put out, you get in return, as far as that, you know, it's, if you put out positive energy, it, the more you put it out, the more you're able to magnetize it and draw it to yourself.
That's
and
true.
So this, we're having this conversation, and the person was like, well, I really don't believe in that. And I was like, oh, okay. And so they gave me an example as to how many times have you done something positive, or you know, you've gone into a place with all this exuberant energy, and it was, you know, you got a lot of negativity in return, or you did something really positive and, you know, you got a negative result or something in return. And I was like, well, I go, okay, yeah, I do understand that. I go, but how many times have you done something and you went into an exuberant place and you may have came across a whole bunch of negative energy, so to speak, right? Because it's the law of balance, right? Negative, mm-hmm. positive. But then within the context of that, you had somebody that in all of negative energy appreciated you giving them positive energy. They may have smiled at you. You know, you may have did something that changed their day. You may have said words of encouragement that, you know, had them thinking as they went about that day. Even though you may have not seen the result of what you did, you may have helped someone, you know, have just a better moment for that time being in their day. And the person was like, okay, yeah, you're right. So it was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
you just never know. Just to
take a very simple example, first of all, the law of magnetism is that the stronger your energy, the stronger your field of magnetism. So if you go into a situation, you're a little bit positive, but just barely, you don't have much magnetism. But if you're powerful in your own magnetism, your own positivity that we're talking about here, then you will kind of warp the universe around you. Now, I'll give a simple example. Suppose you go into Starbucks for a cup of coffee, and you're in line, and you're grumpy, and you're complaining, and you're asking the person next to you, why are you trying to butt into line? I'm ahead of you. What kind of energy field and response are you likely to have? As opposed to you go in, you're in the same line, and you say to the person next to you, that's a really beautiful color of a blouse. I really love that magenta. Thanks for wearing it. You've made my day by wearing it. What kind of response are you likely to get? So, yes, maybe you get negative responses, but just statistically, if you put out positive energy, you're going to get way, way more positive energy back than if you put out negative energy, because the world around you will tend to mirror what you're doing. And so, yes, maybe it doesn't work, and maybe if your magnetism is weak, it doesn't work very well. But just statistically, everybody knows intuitively that when I'm positive, the world tends to be more positive around me.
And, you know, another important point, and if you have further conversations with your friend, being positive, caring about other people, helping them, thinking of them before yourself, you know, you have to do these things not with any thought of what you get back. If you think, well, I'll be nice to you and then you'll be nice to me, you know, that's limited thinking. That's really, if you can say, merchant consciousness. I'll be this good, but I need to get this much back for it. You think, you know, I don't care if the university ever responds positively to me. I am happier when I'm in a positive mood, when I give to people, when I support others. And if it never comes back to me, that's okay, too. But the trick is, it will come back. As you said, you may not see how it comes back. You know, there's that thing, there was a movie and a slogan, pay it forward. You know, just do something good. And it'll come back to you in other ways that you expect. And I know for Jyotish and me, we've been living these teachings for almost 50 years now and have tried to the best of our ability to think of others first, try to make others happy, to try to make others secure and comfortable and help them in whatever way we can. And it's come back to us more than I could ever explain. So, you know, just give it freely. Give your heart to this world freely without expectation of any return, and the return will be there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for sharing that with the listeners, because I think all of us go through those moments, even though I know it. But sometimes you have those moments where you're reactive. And you get down, like, I'm doing all this stuff and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, whatever your situation is, whether it's with your relationships or your financial situation or your job, and you're trying to be positive and all you're getting back is a bunch of negative stuff happening. You know, I think a lot of times in the midst of that, people give up and they, you know, give up. But if you stay positive, that eventually that all turns around. For instance, there was this week, I drove off. I had a meeting I had to go to. And I drove off, you know, got in my car, and I was happy. I drove off. Traffic was decent, you know, and I'm happy-go-lucky. And I arrived, parked the car. I go to reach for my purse. I left my purse at home.
Oh.
Okay, and it wasn't like it was, you know, I mean, this was quite a distance. Why I never thought to look in my purse, you know, for my purse before.
Yeah.
Now, I could have took that and been all pissed off and, you know, just angry with myself and, you know, just, and that I know, I guarantee that I would have had, that's the way my day would have proceeded, right? Something, you know, I'm thinking, I have no money. I don't have my lipstick, but I have my glasses and I have my cell phone. I'm good, you know? So I just went, and I had a great meeting with great results and, and I was happy-go-lucky. And I did think on the way back driving home that, okay, you know, what if I get stopped by the cops? How am I going to explain this? And I must have passed by 10 police cars, and that was just great. But, you know, if I would have took that and been really negative about it,
that's right.
I guarantee, you know, I know that.
You
no
would
matter,
have been stopped by a cop.
Exactly.
You would have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably not.
You know, in AA, there's a statement that says there's no problem that alcohol can't make worse. And to take that, there's no situation that being in a bad mood can't make worse.
And, you know, there's a saying that is, no good deed goes unrewarded. And then some cynical people have said, no good deed goes unpunished, meaning, you know, you try to do good, you get slapped down. But then there's a third resolution, and I think this is the higher way to look at it. No good deed goes unnoticed. It's seen. The goodness you do in the world is seen by the Creator, by a higher consciousness, and we draw back to ourselves. And even your ability to be positive when you left your purse, that's the fruit of having a life based on positive thinking.
And to put it in a very selfish way, are you happier when you're positive than when you're negative? Of course you are.
Yes. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. You know, that's such a simplex and easy thing to understand. Anybody can think about when they're positive how things just flow and you're happier and you have more joy or you're able to get in those more states of bliss. And when you're negative, oh, my goodness, it's gloom and doom the whole time. If you'll catch every red light, you'll be running late.
Exactly.
You know, forget your purse, you know, whatever. But it's just, you know, that the day will proceed that way. And so It's beautiful. You know, I want you guys, and I know we're coming up on time, but I really want you guys to share information about this and talk about this because it's beloved to me. And, you know, I think this is actually one of the reasons why I was going to come up to your place up in the Sierra Nevadas. And it's the whole thing with regards to Yogananda teaching yoga. Can you share about the, is it Kriya Yoga? And
Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga.
Kriya, yes. Kriya, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will. And as a preface to that, I want to let your listeners know that Jyotish and I are doing a series of big programs on the West Coast. We're calling it the Choose the Light Tour. And we're just in these troubled times where people are frightened and anxious and you don't really know which way the world is going, to just find ways, just everything we've been talking about throughout our time together, Rochelle Marie, of choosing the light, choosing positivity. So we have a couple of these events coming up that will be live streaming. So wherever people are, they can tune in. And on July 29th, we'll be having a live streaming conference talk entitled How to Find Your True Potential. And on July 21st, we'll be doing one in Portland, Oregon called A World United. But whether you live in Portland or L.A., you can, if you go to ananda.org and then go to /events, you can see how you can live stream these events and listen to them. And also I want to mention, if anybody feels an affinity for what we're talking about, we have a weekly blog that we write. Jyotish and I alternate every week. And it's a short blog, but it's just based on the principles of, we call it Touch of Light. And it's just how to bring that little moment of light, of upliftment, of positive energy into your life. And they're short. You can read them in, you know, a couple of minutes. But if you can subscribe to these free. And, again, you can find out how to do that on ananda.org. So these are all ways we can stay, you know, people can continue with this kind of exploration of how to have blissful living, as you call your your show. And it's a real thing, and what a great title, because, you know, Ananda, the name of our work and our community, Ananda means bliss in Sanskrit.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about the same thing. And so we just, and Kriya Yoga and meditation, Kriya is just effective meditation technique, and it's part of the teachings that Paramahansa Yogananda brought to the West. He was born in India, came to the West in 1920, and spent the next 32 years until his passing in 1952 sharing these teachings and sharing the teachings of meditation and Kriya Yoga with really hundreds of thousands of people. So if you want to know more about it, you know where to go, Ananda. meansbliss.org. You can find out more information about all of it.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. You guys listening. So again, we want to make sure that you got the website with regards to everything that Jyotish and Devi is doing with regards to the work with Be the Change, which is happening beginning April,
tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow, actually happening, beginning tomorrow. Now, I want to ask you about that. If someone happens to catch the show after tomorrow, will they still be able to access
Be the Change? Oh, sure. No, we're launching the website on April 9th, tomorrow.
Okay.
But it's going to be up there all year. So
okay.
It's going to be up
okay.
there for a long time.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful.
It's just a campaign to help people do what they want to see in the world.
Beautiful. Now, I know you also are inviting people to pledge their meditation hours so that together we'll radiate, you know, hopefully 1 million hours of peace and harmony into the world this year. And I think if we can do that, I know we can, everybody listening, we can do that. Just think of the profound effects of that will have on our world. So you guys out there listening, when you pledge to meditate, you receive free support and inspiration. And can you guys tell them, Jyotish and Davey, can you tell them where they can go to get the free support and inspiration? What site is that?
Well, if you just go to ananda.org, it's all one site, and they can find out about meditationpledge.com. And then from there, you can get a free download, not download, excuse me, you can read Autobiography of a Yogi online. That's free to you, and many supplemental things. And also to let your listeners know, even if you pledge, I'm going to meditate every day for 2 minutes. You can put minutes. It doesn't have to be hours, but cumulatively, hundreds of thousands of people pledging to meditate 1 minute a day, to pray for world peace 1 minute a day. That makes a difference. So that's the movement we're trying to get started.
The Dalai Lama said that if every eight-year-old learned to meditate, we would end war within a generation.
Oh, and I believe that. I mean, I believe that, you know, they have meditation studies, what they do in children in school, and how some of the children that have been categorized as, you know, ADD or learning disorders or hyperactivity and things of that nature have actually been able to, I hate to use for the sake of words, but actually been able to get back in track with the program and succeed in a very positive way. So it is beneficial. And I know that, you know, starting at a young age can have profound effects. I truly, truly believe that. Now, before we close, is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners, or maybe one last thing with regards to how they can either go about enveloping the harmonious energy that they'll get when they meditate, or any last words of wisdoms about someone that may be listening and wants to meditate, or are a longtime meditator and, you know, you want anything you want to share, any last words of wisdom to share with the listeners of Blissful Living?
Okay, I'll close our time together, Rochelle Murray. We live in very challenging times. These are times where the world seems to have lost its moral direction, its moral rudder. And people of goodwill everywhere need to come together on a higher level of consciousness. This is what's needed now. You can't solve the problem of negative, angry, divisive people by getting down there and fighting it out, mud wrestling with them. So people who are looking for a better world, for peace, for children, and harmony with nature, for unity of religions and races, if we can come together now by, again, becoming the change, awakening our true potential for each one of us through meditation, through prayer, through serving others who are more in need than we are, and meditation is a great tool. I've been doing it for almost 50 years, and I am a different person than when I started out. So just urging those who are listening to Blissful Living, make it a reality. Make Blissful Living something that is tangible for people by an inward practice of meditation that can change you and change the world around you.
Oh, thank you so much, Davey. That was beautiful. And so, listeners, I want to say thank you all for listening, and I especially want to thank Jyotish and Davey for sharing their time with us and teaching us more about Ananda and the benefits of meditation and how we can do it and bringing more harmonious energy into our situations, whatever they may be in life, and knowing that we can do that. And the technique, the simple little thing of just connecting with your breath during a moment of conflict, and how that can have profound benefits in a positive way for you and potentially for the outcome of the conflict. So much they share with us today. If you're interested in learning more, or something piqued your curiosity, or you want to visit one of the communities, I highly, highly recommend going to ananda.org for all the words of wisdom. And let me spell that for you. It's A In Like Nancy, A, In Like Nancy, D-Log Dog, A, .org. You can get information about Be the Change. You can do the meditation pledge. You can get free information and content on meditation. You can go to the retreat center that I want to go to and one day I will get to, or one of the urban communities that they have in Palo Alto, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, or if you're back in the native homeland of my relatives, you can go to Italy and check out Italy, Assisi in Italy, or maybe you might make a quest and go to India. Whatever it is, they have a community somewhere that you can go and visit and potentially be enlightened and enhanced with living a more harmonious life as you travel down your path to bliss. So with that being said, I want to thank our sponsors, the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company and All Day Cable, Inc. Incorporated. I again want to thank Jyotish and Davey for taking the time to share their words of wisdom. But most importantly, I want to thank all of you for listening. Please feel free to share this show where you get your words of wisdom, how you, what you do when you listen to Blissful Living or how you access Blissful Living. The more we share it, the more we get the message out to everyone and the more power we add to the energy of harmony that, will potentially lead to a lot of peace, harmony, and love in our world. So with that being said, I am the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And again, I want to thank all of you for listening to Blissful Living. May there be peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Take good care, and bye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.